那我就是屯門警區報告，屯門區文件2014年第37號，請大家審議文件的內容，然後請屯門區指揮官麥力高先生簡報有關屯門區的罪案情況，麻煩。
Chairman and members, I believe you've all received and read the report on the crime situation in Tunmun District from the period August and September this year, and also from January to September this year. And I'd like to now highlight a few key points in the report. The crime figures in the district from August to September were maintained at a reasonable level when compared with the same period last year. The total number of crime cases for these 2 months was 568, representing a slight decrease of 68 cases, or some 10.7% when compared with the 636 cases in the same period last year. The detection rate for August to September was 43.7%, showing an increase of 4.1% when compared with the same period last year. Again, for the period August to September, there were 114 cases of violent crimes, showing a small decrease of 7 cases when compared with 121 the previous year. The detection rate for violent crime was 64%, which is an increase of 7% when compared with the same period last year. Unfortunately, I also have to report there was one case of homicide during the period. On the 12th of September this year, a 50-year-old male was arrested for killing his wife in Sanhoi village. He has been charged with one count of homicide, and the case is now the subject of judicial proceedings. So looking at the crimes with a downward trend, miscellaneous thefts are down by 20 cases, debt collection related crimes down by 11, triad related crimes down by 8 or 32%, wounding and serious assaults were down slightly by 8. Domestic violence related crimes were also down by 7. Indecent assault cases were down by 7 or 38.9%, and violent crime was also down slightly by 7 cases. On the other hand, for the 2 months, the following crimes showed an increasing trend. Technology crimes continued to go up by 17 cases, or 47.2%. Shop thefts were up very slightly, and theft from vehicle cases were up by 3. So looking now at the overall crime situation from January to September this year, it showed a decrease when compared with the same period last year. The total number of cases from January to September this year was some 2,614 cases. This is a decrease of 164 cases, or just under 6%, when compared with the same period last year. The detection rate from January to September this year was 46.2%, which showed a slight increase of 0.7% when compared with the same period last year. Again, there was 470 cases of violent crime in total, representing a decrease of 110 cases, or minus 19%, when compared with the same period last year. And the detection rate for violent crime was 64.9% up until September, which is a slight decrease when compared with the 66% of the previous year. Now, looking at cases with a downward trend, crimes with a downward trend, violent crime down by 110 cases, or 19%. Wounding and serious assaults is down by 103 cases, or 30%. Miscellaneous thefts are down by 51. Indecent assault cases are down by some 37, or 43%. Triad-related crimes were down by 23 cases, and serious narcotic offences were down by 20 cases. On the other hand, the following crimes showed an increasing trend. Technology crime was up by 87 cases, or 63.5%. Deception cases also continued to increase, up by 29.3%. And burglary cases were up a little bit as well, by 9 cases, which corresponds to 9.8%. So these areas of increasing crime are the same ones that I've highlighted during the last meeting. The technology and deception cases continue to increase, albeit at a slightly lower rate than the start of the year. And this is us really following the regional territory and actually global trends. So for the remainder of the year, we have to continue our coordinated work on this and just be working hard to prevent and deter these crimes. So, Chairman, the above is the crime report for the period from August to September this year, and also from January to September this year. And members are welcome to raise any questions.
好，我有问题问。阿梁，阿梁，多谢主席。咁啊，睇到即系警方提供俾我哋议员嗰班嗰个罪案报告，就八九月份嗰个报告咧。頭先阿指揮官都現場都好詳細嘅講俾我哋聽，咁我聽到數字之後咧，就覺得即係警方即係喺八九月份嗰個屯門區嘅數字咧，即係控制到咁好咧，而係破率啊高，即係破率啊提升咗，而係呢個罪案率咧就降低，我呢就非常難能可貴嘅，因為喺目前。當然呢啲數字係八九月份啦，未佔中之前啦，就喺我警方嗰、那個近呢幾年咧，喺我哋屯門區其實係做咗好多嘢嘅，即係喺維護社會治安方面咧，佢係得到街坊嘅認同。我本人咧就係、是、大興山警分區委會主席咧，我哋近呢一兩年嚟咧，即係開會時咧，當到嗰個部門報告時，警方報告咧，我哋。啲委員咧不但冇質詢地區嘅治安出現問題，仲每次都係喺會場咧都係表揚警方，即係做得好，同埋罪案數字係降低咗嘅。所以我覺得就喺呢度咧，我都覺得喺度再次多謝警方，即係喺嗰個維護屯門區嗰治安方面咧，即係得到良好嘅一個成績，我哋表示多謝佢嘅。不過就渴望。嚟緊嘅十一月份嗰個數字咧，唔會因為佔中而動用咗好多警力出去維護嗰個中環同埋九龍旺角嗰個佔中嘅問題咧，調到好多警力出去咧，而令到我屯門區嗰個罪案數字有高升。當然呢個未知啊，等佢下一次去區會就睇警方嘅報告啦。咁我哋再次咧就多謝警方，亦都。最近个佔中问题咧，我借呢个机会咧都多谢警方，即系用咗好多心，用咗好多力啊！多谢晒。
阿伟阿袁先生言
，OK， 都系好令人莫名其妙啊！即系讲电话骗案嗰度咧，其实当然呢个唔系一个就系单纯屯门个问题。咁我而家睇翻就系屯门个数字咧，如果同期比较上年一至九月咧，哇上升成43.9% 咧。其实呢一个即系都几惊人啊！因为过去呢两三年，我相信电话骗案咧，其实即系喺电视好、传媒里边咧，都大力去宣传噶啦。但系好奇怪咧，即系始终都系有咁多佢一路上升上去。咁呢个咧系即系令人咧即系有啲更加嘅忧心。咁所以我想问翻指挥官啊，除咗而家即系你本身警方即系总区里边都会做呢啲宣传之外咧，譬如话啲屯门区，譬如话你谂住罪委员会啊。甚至區議會啊，啲分區會，其實呢一方面，仲有冇諗住可以再加強呢一方面嘅合作喺資源上啊，係去大力去推動翻呢個電話騙案嘅問題咧咁樣？因為我睇翻呢一個情況咧，如果即使係電視好成咧，咁嘅加強宣傳都係未必能夠咁就，可能更加要細緻啲咧，係加強呢一個。電話騙案嗰個認知情況咧，咁樣咁，所以我哋睇翻究竟區議會喺呢一方面啊，有咩可以同警方加強呢一個嘅行動啊，或者宣傳嗰方面咧，咁樣唔該。
好，周慶康議員。
是，多謝主席。咁其實喺過去一啲嘅滅罪會上高嘅一啲嘅報道呢，我自己都係滅罪會成員之一呢，我哋都聽到亦都睇到呢，警方喺有關一啲叫做罪案嘅數字一啲嘅匯報，亦都睇到有部分呢提升佢哋工作職能一啲嘅即係一啲嘅表述，包括係頭先都提到啦，我哋同事都提到嘅對於一啲特定嘅對象，係產生一啲詐騙嗰個嘅成功率，或者係我哋即係都覺得有一啲嘅受害人咧，嗰個狀況咧，其實就係好難完全係去即係一個減低。但係都睇到警方咧做咗唔少嘅功夫，亦都喺暫身入邊一啲嘅推動入邊咧，係表達而家佢哋都好關心咧。有啲嘅叫做網絡平台或者叫交友一啲嘅程式入面，點樣係透過一啲買一啲嘅遊戲相關嘅點數啊，或者係另外一啲叫做係使用一啲交友程式而觸發一啲嘅案例，佢哋亦都係提升咗好多嘅關注。咁呢一方面呢，我哋個人都覺得呢就係話滅罪會亦都係好理解現時，或者是警方亦都好了解現時一啲叫做犯罪嘅方式，咁當然即係話究竟點樣嘅預防，或者係點樣係能夠加強去杜絕，呢個有賴所有嘅市民包括我哋議員在內提供一啲好好嘅訊息。咁但係即係現時我哋喺清楚啦，咁稍後係都即係建議就係話喺唔同方面渠道加強相關嘅宣傳。我哋都好希望呢電話騙案係可以越嚟越少，受害人可以由有變冇，呢個係我哋嘅終極嘅目標。咁但係即係其他嘅方面，我哋地區入面可以有啲乜嘢配合警方入面嘅支持呢，都希望警方俾返一啲建議我哋，等我哋喺地區入面呢多啲配合。唔該主席。
好，陳思賢。
係，多謝主席。其實呢我都喺分區委員好耐啦，咁但我嘅感覺呢就同阿林德亮議員呢就完全唔同嘅。即係我喺分區呢，我就成日都喺度問警方點解我啲分區罪案資料呢係唔俾我哋睇嘅。即係我初初做議員嘅時候呢係有嘅。分區嘅罪案分到呢即係每一個選區，即係我兆康區、健生區、良景區、新景區嘅罪案。那個數字是有一看的，現在是沒有的。你譬如你整個屯門區這樣，單是8月至9月有83宗店鋪盜竊，究竟分區的數字是怎樣樣呢？究竟跟個別的商場它那個保安措施啊做得好不好啊有沒有關係呢？如果某一個商場它那個店鋪盜竊是特別零舍嚴重的，那是在外區的，那我們都可以去跟那個商場談一下。但現在就是沒有這些數字，而是令到我們是無所適從。所以指揮官，你如果你是體識到我們地區即是分區在即是防治罪案那方面都有它的角色的話，實在是在分區委員那裡是恢復回這個地區各類的罪案的數字是給我們得識，這個是會是更加好的，功德無量。譬如我為什麼經常都說會留意這個車內盜竊的問題呢？時不時我那邊有些停車場就有些車主來說就被人破壞啊，被人偷了東西啊，感情我有時候我都會問，即就要告訴即相關那些管理的單位知道，讓他看看閉路電視怎樣調校，那些保安員怎樣巡查等等，這樣我們做的嘛。你現在都不給這些資料我們看，我們沒得做的，亦都咧系对于改善嗰个治安咧，系唔能够咧系做到更加之细密啊！吓，咁呢方面咧，我就希望咧就话指挥官系能够同意，系有改善空间咯。多谢主席。
好啦，萧女士，
多谢主席。嗱，我区咧又有唔同嘅睇法，咁啊点解咧？就我哋咧就每一个月每两个月咧就开医美咧，就警方就有将个罪案啦。同埋嗰個爆竊同埋打交停車場嘅嘢呢就有報告嘅。係有嘅。咁你哋希望呢，你哋大家啲同事呢有醫美嘅時候你都可以要求即係警方嘅報告。我有啊，我有。嗱，你冇你唔你話冇我梗係話有，就係、是、你去查個會議錄啊，咁唔好講你拗冇我冇，我話我有我冇話你有啊。 我话我度有，咁咧就每一次我哋嘅联络嘉年华会啊，过佢哋嘅警民关系会解释俾啲老人家听，呢、這个卖药党啊，同埋电话骗案啊，每一次咧都会派啲单张啊俾居民去知道嘅，因为我区可能啲老人家多啲，佢系特别注意啲嘅，咁啊通常咧。都有个，如果你哋话冇嘅时候咧，你亦都可以去我哋嗰度去 check 一 check 睇有冇。即系我讲我区啊，第二个区我唔讲。咁啊，警方其实有做到，希望大家咧，如果有问题咧，亦都可以同警方联络，亦都可以同佢警民关系叫派人同你讲啊嘛。我觉得系啱嘅，希望指挥官咧对呢一方面咧做多啲。咁啊，因为我嗰区有啊，我非常之多谢警方咧特别处理，或者系我唔觉得系特别处理噶，应该要咁做嘅。多谢主席。
好。下一位林德亮议员第二次，
多谢主席，亦都多谢苏兆成议员同我回应咗所有，即系有关谭士英先话我哋分区冇嗰个仲有啲数字报告嘅问题咧。我觉得就谭士英咧，我希望你咧就你自己分区讲翻你自己分区，我讲啊都讲到好清楚，系大兴及新景分区委员会。咁你嘅分區有冇我唔知道，都唔去干涉。但我哋分區確係有報告俾我哋嘅，係有。咁你嗰個冇咧，就你自己諗辦法解決佢，係嘛？就唔好話我哋冇，即係好似我哋喺度講大話咁樣，係咪？至於嗰個報告裏面咧，至於個報告裏面咧，有關科技罪案方面，我覺得呢係依家騙案咧好犀利，係牽涉到國際性嘅。包括电话骗案都是牵涉到国际性，不只是香港的问题。我最近接待一些法国华侨朋友呢，他们都觉得在法国都面对这个问题，面对电话骗案都是来自
够钟
了那些、所以希望呢就将指挥官将这个电话骗案和科技骗案提升到国际的一个层面去处理。麻烦
下位苏家文议员，
好，唔该主席。
第一次
系啦，咁我坐西北分区嘅，咁我都非常之认同苏小成议员讲嘢嘅，因为咧我宝田区咧，咁个警民关系咧都做得好，咁佢喺宝田村嗰度咧都好详细，咁样每次开会喺医脉嗰度咧都有讲到系好好仔细，有几多个边一类型嘅罪案，咁有几多个拘捕几多人，有几多个案件咁样嘅，咁系非常之详。咁我觉得如果个别议员或者佢对自己个区嘅资料唔齐全嘅话咧，我都赞成苏小成议员个讲法，佢应该自己主动积极咧去联络警民关系，我相信警方咧一定系会完全咁样去配合同合作嘅。咁唔该主席。
好，李洪生议员，第一次。
多谢主席，我其实回应翻系即系陈议员头先讲过就系、是，我都系西北分区嘅委员咁样，佢话有啲话有啲话冇，我啊觉得咧，而家现时咧，即系警方喺分区委员会嘅汇报咧，其实系即系更加人性化。过往咧，我哋即系好清晰觉得就系话乜村有几多个车内盗窃小偷等等嘅嘢，俾张纸嚟搞掂咗。但系我哋而家分区委员会嘅制度咧，就系、是、有两个警务人员，包括咗警民关系组，包括一个现职嘅即系话军装或者系刑侦啊等等嘅一啲嘅代表喺度咁样，佢哋系逐一去即系话去演绎咗每个小区佢哋嗰个罪案嗰个情况啊数字啊，包括一啲头先好多好大量嘅即系话都讲啊，我哋上嗰啲电话骗案啊，网上即系话盗窃啊等等都。我理解就是都清晰去讲过的咁样。我觉得咁样的报告呢就可能都更加比较即是一纸公民有张纸仔交给大家唔知要来贴好啊，因为传阅好啊等等的东西更加理想的。所以我都即是赞成呢而家现时的警方即是话传递一个信息的一个模式啦，希望佢更加积极同埋更加去即是话广泛啲去处理。唔该主席。
好，何亨梅，第一次。
多谢主席。我自己就是东北分区的，东北分区里面就完全没有任何警方所报告的资料。咁、其实如果有一啲嘅比较区里面嘅一啲嘅罪案嘅资料啊，或者系案件嘅类型啊等等咧，其实系会方便咗我哋咧，就系、是、去关注我哋区里面嗰个治安嘅问题嘅。 咁既然如果有一啲區話有，一啲區冇咧，咁我要求警方咧就一視同仁啦，每個分區都要有嚇、啊、一啲嘅區嗰、那個分區裏邊一啲嘅罪案嘅資料係提供到俾分區會係入邊咧係啲委員咧係去知悉嗰個區入邊一啲嘅罪案嘅問題嘅嚇，多謝主席。
下一位就是黄丽常议员，就仔事。
啊，多谢主席。咁我就是西北分区嘅，咁啊，当然啦，有啲同事咧所讲咧就话咧，诶，当然我哋嗰个区嗰时咧系开会嗰时咧，的而且确有嘅警方代表。不过咧过往咧，我即系嘅入呢个西北分区嗰阵时咧，系的而且确系有个汇报咧，系逐个嘅我哋个选区啊，嗰、那个即系情况嘅。其实呢个系有个好事咧，就话咧，当啦吓，即系话咧个区嗰度发生咩问题嗰时咧，我哋可以即刻佢仔细到咧边一层楼，唔系即系嘅边个村，系啦，唔好咁怒气住啊，李红心吓，边个村有。有邊個村？即係譬如新圍苑咁啊，話新圍苑邊度咧，就停車場發生咩罪案，諸如類似，佢都有嘅。不過個問題咧，這個、呢一個咧就話咧，我哋唔係話要求警方係即係難為你哋要咁樣分嘅，但我哋希望咧係防止罪案嘛。防止罪案咧就話咧，如果嗰個村的而且確嗰陣時咧係發生即係某一類型嘅罪案係多嗰陣時咧。让他们的村或者让他们那些管理人员呢是可以呢就是有一个警惕。啊、我听到有同事所讲呢他 e-mac 那里是有的。e-mac 有为什么要 e-mac 有我们那些分区没有呢，我觉得如果即是警方不是太过困难是可以将它分类的话呢，我觉得警方呢即是有个即是可不可以做好一点呢，即是如果你说很难啊不得。咁點解 e-mac 嗰度又可以分到呢咁樣？咁我都希望呢即係警方能夠呢就話如果你可以做好少少，讓我哋呢即係村民呢或者係我哋啲村呢能夠係可以有個即係知識嘅話呢，我都希望呢能夠可以做到囉。多謝主席。
好啦，我即係呢個問題有十幾次過啦，我即係三個呢四個之後我又切咗啲議題就我真係有自己同自己辩论，因为有你又冇咁样，即係最好就指挥官去答我哋最好嘅。点解会有啲区有啲区冇，即係唔统一呢，点解唔一致呢，叫佢检视下答我哋仲好啦，係咪？我做咗名陈文慧、陶石贤、曾雪康袁先生，我就接佢啦，好冇？就陈文慧。
多谢主席。我想咁样讲啦，不如好嘛，即係大家先讲啦，小弟係东北分区嘅，即係大家要先讲分区。咁东北分区有冇报告呢？有报告。咁但係咪去到即係十分仔细度去到边座楼边个地方几年几月几日发生咗啲咩事，係咪真係一定要去到咁仔细呢？我又有少少即係保留嘅。你话老老实实，小弟都有坐医美会，医美会系咪去到咁仔细呢？确实医美会真系去到咁仔细。咁但系咧，要去到一个即系较为大嘅分区嘅情况底下，咁每一个区咁大嘅范围，你话大唔细，话细唔细，每一条村、每一条乡、每个地方都要讲一讲，报告一下先，搞完一大轮，跟住之后大家问一切，即系问一问，即系到底个会议个效率系咪又系咁高咧？咁我谂咧，即系大家都要考虑一下，系嘛？第二个。坦白呢，即係作为议员自己嗰个选区内或者自己嗰个嘅关心嘅区里面发生嘅问题，既然大家咁关心嘅，即係主动一啲囉，我諗大家行一步都冇咩问题嘅，做议员嘅自己都问一问警方囉，我相信警方又唔会话因为咁嘅样就唔俾个资料俾议员，又唔会话佢听，係咪？我諗唔会啊，係咪？咁第三个即係争论点就係、是、到底係咪好似即係若干年前係咪真係要咁样去步？咁我好老实呢，我又觉得点解今时今日又系咪一定要系咁样做呢？咁既然唔系咁样做嘅话，系咪真系咁唔顺畅呢？系咪又睇唔到真系咁唔顺畅，又因为咁样大家关心唔到呢个治安问题。即系我觉得就有阵时就即系如果大家都要经常喺呢咁样嘅问题上面兜兜转转枝节里面咁样去倾到咁样嘅话呢，又套用我哋一位 所謂資深議員講法啦，即係議會嘅效率係咁高嘅話咧，咁咪大家都有所付出咯，係嘛？即係任何嘢都係要有付出嘅，我覺得。如果要去到咁仔細嘅，咪大家都開耐啲會咯，冇咩問題嘅。
好，下一位陶石議員，
都係主席。可能我哋即係手規幾個頭，我哋依翻嗰個會議程序，就屯門警區嘅報告。我哋如果對屯門警區嘅報告正話指揮官報告咧有問題嘅咧，隨便可以發問，隨便問到你點樣問都得啦。如果你講扯開咗第二個話題去講咧，有邊個分區邊個分區咧？咁依家嗰個議題唔係講呢樣嘢啊嘛。咁何必嘥大家時間啊？警方我哋依家在座各位亦都有。啊！議員都好多係滅罪委員會委員，如果係再報告嘅話咧，已經係雙重咗噶啦。如果係關心罪案嘅，我哋時刻刻多啲同警方聯絡，冇錯嚇。咁何必要借住咧就玩啲咁嘅嘢咧？如果佢爭取分區委員會嘅名稱係冇嘅咁樣，咪喺翻自己分區委員會開會再同警方聯絡咯。何必要喺呢個大會嘅處咧花大家時間，主席？唔該帶領翻咧，就係話依翻嗰個會議程序，就係依家現時去到咧，就係屯門警區嘅報告。多謝。
好，下一位就曾慶康議員兩第二次。
係，都同意啊，頭先所講，正正係其中一啲我想講嘅內容。仲有就係話，整個無論係我哋自己村內或者係選區內嘅邊一啲會議咧，如果未有警方嘅參與或者提供資料嘅，我哋主動行到一步，這個完全同意。咁我亦都想講返，既然我哋即係在座嘅都係議員同事，其實好多時候收集民意、表達民意嘅基礎係有一啲嘅平台去俾。如果俾咗我哋就應該要盡返議員嘅責任或者係角色。既然係有一啲滅罪會或者係其他分區會嘅機會，有就唔好錯過，更加唔好喪失咗自己表達同埋反映民意嘅基礎。如果在一個是跟警方去協調上面認為消息上面是有不足的主動聯絡，好像我自己這樣，無論是搞茶會搞活動，是講防騙講詐騙講爆竊，我全部是可以考慮去邀請警方去參與個活動，是宣傳更加多的滅罪訊息。那補多一句，那我都希望呢，就是說其實我們自己跟警方應該是雙向一起處理的。麻煩主席。
好，下一位袁先生議員，我就接了這個議題了，麻煩。
我要補充呢，大家如果記得在09年我用了成年幾，我同阿江鳳池就同阿蔡建祥指揮官啦，一路爭取返啲文件喺返呢個區議會，在座有好多議員呢，特別林德良好反對添㗎，不過我好開心佢都善用而家返啲資料喺區議會呢去問返警方嘅嘢。各位，我想提醒大家呢，有啲同事提出呢啲資料係唔不足㗎，當年10年呢蔡建祥一樣曾經講隱瞞了一些事實，大家看回葵青區議會葵青警區裏面在網上直頭地擺埋上去，是什麼哪座大廈發生什麼類別的案件，完全呢是詳列出來還有擺埋網上。所以當年我用一年時間呢搜尋葵青那邊，哇，後來鄧景成覆函都知道，是不是蔡建祥就給出來要。所以各位，透明度高呢是需要的，如果資料對警方不構成任何障礙呢，其實應該是給多一些分區委員會和區議會更加適當的。
好，麻煩我想我指揮官我都聽到了，即我想指揮官或者是一下檢視一下，為什麼會剛才議員詢問你的處理的手法是有些地方不一樣呢？好不解釋一下。
Okay, thank you, Chairman. There was a lot of very interesting observations there. I'll try and go through them generally in the order in which they were made. I think the first thing I'd like to say is that I'm very, very pleased that everyone is concerned and wishes to improve the crime situation, whichever part of Tuen Mun they're in. I think we all have that in common. I'd like to thank Mr. Lam for his positive comments about the detection rate and thanking us. The figures that I presented, as you know, go up to September this year, and how the next figures will be, well, we'll just have to wait and see. At the moment, I can tell you that from close observation, I don't see any particular deviation or anything particularly significant that I can highlight at the moment. For those that are concerned that we may have officers also working in Central, rest assured that we are prioritising our resources. We're looking all the time at how we can still best maintain our coverage, using auxiliary colleagues and redeploying officers who may not always have been on outdoor duties. So we'll continue to do that. Then the second point, I was asked about the telephone deception cases and can we increase publicity and so on. Let me just recap on something, a point which I made, I think, in the last few meetings. And that is, I'm the one that highlighted the increase in telephone deception cases. And I drew an analogy with how we used to receive an increase in other cases when we increase our publicity. So, for example, in 2014, January to September, we've seen 95 report of telephone deception cases. And in the same period, you know, obviously I'm already pointing up it's gone up quite considerably compared with the previous year. But the point I was making is that for this year, we've only had, although we've had an increase in deception cases and attempted deception cases, and there is a distinction here, an attempted deception is still included in our figures as a recorded crime. So we've only had 21 people that were successfully deceived, whereas the previous year the number of people being deceived was much higher. So yes, on the one hand we're recording more cases. I think that's because of our publicity. And I accept that eventually that will be a positive thing. At the moment, I'm not happy that we get more cases, but I'm happier that less people are being deceived. So I think we're beginning to achieve the objective there. Perhaps I could explain that a few of the things that we do regarding all these deceptions, whether it's a telephone one. Touched on telephone deception cases there, but we also, as you know, are concerned about technology crime, those sort of deceptions. So we have an early system in place where we're already trying to educate school kids. We have worked, as you know, with Lin Yan University to produce some deception and technology crime videos. One of those is in the police YouTube, the other one will be going up soon. We've run a few roadshows ourselves to try and increase awareness in the immediate town centre areas. At a regional level, we have what we call an Operation Mesh Cutter. That's just the code name for it. And what we do there is that we accept the fact that Chuen Mun might have some good practices and we might have some crimes specific to our place, but they will soon spread maybe to Yuen Long, to Tai Po, so on. So we have staff working with regional crime units to try and identify, you know, the different shifting of the crimes and for us to actually draw on their initiatives. So we've got quite a lot of different things going on here on the anti-crime front. At a local level, we have what we call Project Crestage, and that's like a large database, if you like, of management companies, our housing department, different associations, some businesses, some of us, the school heads and discipline masters and so on. And what I do with that is when I see a trend of significance, I send out a crime alert. And in the last 3 months, we've probably sent out a lot more than we had in the previous 6 months, because we're trying to keep, at least respond very quickly to try to prevent people from being deceived. When we know that for telephone deceptions, the recorded crimes show that it's still generally slightly older people being deceived, although sadly the age group is going down, then we'll go out to those particular locations and I'll have maybe the senior police call or police officers or others that are going to help us and actually do some leafleting, because we think that's still quite an effective way. So we've different strategies for different groups, I think, different sectors of society. So we're doing a lot on that. Please rest assured about that. But any new ideas are always very welcome. Then there seems to be some concern about some figures which may be given to some area committees. Please rest assured that what I give you, I'm very happy for people elsewhere to know more about. Now, just before I go into that in detail, I was asked a question about theft from vehicles. And I think I just explained that there was 11 cases of theft of vehicle, which is an increase of 3 cases in August and September, compared with 8 cases in the previous year. So just to give you a little bit of detail for the last 2 months, 7 of those cases were in Chidmun Division and 4 in Castle Peak. Now that, of course, doesn't correspond to your area committees. 6 of them were from the roadside in Chidmun and 2 from Castle Peak Division. So clearly what I've done is explain to my colleagues on patrol, regional traffic and emergency unit that this is our point for alertness, just to explain the sort of thing we're doing. For police colleagues, we also tell them what type of vehicles have been targeted. Now, just again going on now to talk about the figures that are presented to the area committees. We have police officers attending each committee, and they represent me. And I think that there's a bit of a divergence of views here. Some people feel that they get, they get a good presentation and are getting given sufficient detail, and some members are feeling that they don't get sufficient detail. So I think rather than me sort of try and work out who was told to shop theft for an increase and who wasn't, I'll go back and I'll make sure my officers that are attending the area committees are fully aware of their responsibilities, and I'll make sure that they obviously keep themselves appraised. They'll be appraised if you ask them. I'm sure they'll be able to tell you what are the problems in your area. So they'll certainly be able to respond to any questions that members have during the area committee meetings. So, Chairman, I think that's the way I'd like to answer things at the moment. Thank you.
好，多谢你嘅回应。